Welcome to the With The Will podcast. We're here to entertain, inform a bit while talking about Digimon. Hi, Mark. I run With The Will and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm DevQ and fuck 2024.
End of the year is always fun, isn't it? And by fun, I mean...
Terabad.
I admit, once I get used to the time change, I kind of don't mind it being darker earlier.
With the way that I usually work, I don't see the sun either way, so it generally doesn't affect me too much.
It's easier when they decide to do the random late-night news stuff.
Yeah.
It's been a few weeks, has it, Dev?
Yep.
As a pejorative, I mean.
Yep.
Stressful few weeks for everyone, tiring few weeks for everyone, and then tomorrow... Partying for lots of people. I just want to relax, frankly.
Honestly, I've never gone out on New Year's Eve. The tradition was always just stay at home along with all of my other friends and play video games online.
Generally, I stay home. There's one or two times I've been out, and most of those times it's like, man, I'd rather be at home.
Yeah, I don't like... Aside from conventions, which is something I mentally prepare for ahead of time... I don't like crowds, I don't like noise, yeah. I don't like alcohol, and New Year's Eve generally has all three of those in abundance.
On the plus side, though, I remembered Liberator existed this time.
Yeah, so you don't have to go with my half-accurate,
chat,
lazy...
To be fair, last time, chat thought your description was pretty accurate. Although, you see, what happened was, I wasn't doing anything last Monday. So it never clicks in my head, okay, I have a stack of stuff I need to make sure is done before the podcast. While
I have nothing to do today.
Yeah, so it's like relaxing. It's like, okay, time for the podcast. Then right as I dial you, I'm like, oh, wait, there's a webcomic. And there's definitely not reading it. This time, because I'm doing stuff in my head, it's like, okay, I have to stop whatever I'm doing around 4. I need to make sure I eat. I need to make sure I've read Liberator. There's, you know, the mental list of stuff to do.
Yeah.
So I will say, 9-1 we already went over last time, so yeah. But I did read that to catch up, and then 9-2. I think this might have been the best segment of Liberator so far, 9-2, to be honest.
Yeah, we got lots of character stuff, character cameos, more world building around...
We get the moment of the novel stuff properly showing up, and I like
to go back and reread because I forget most of it.
But I like the way they framed it, where they do like the hero action poses of all the comic characters, and then they move on, and then the novel characters. It's like the camera turns around to show them they're doing the poses also, sort of, and then we see the flaw of the vertical system. That hero pose of all the Digimon in a row.
It doesn't quite, yeah.
Where it's like, oh, it's a 10-page spread, but turn 90 degrees with everyone looking down.
It's like insert that meme of turning head to the side like a confused eagle.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, the one thing we've said pretty solidly, the art for Liberator is nice. It was to another level this chapter, though, honestly.
Also, like, I do not fucking trust Unchained, but also Unchained is a precious baby, and
so it's a weird thing.
Whatever wrongs they commit.
It's a weird thing. The setup we've been given tells us Unchained is doing something wrong, but we don't know if it's bad or if it's just without permission. The setup is...
It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Yeah. Now, the setup is meant to make us think... they're involved with the bad stuff, but I don't recall if it was that literal or if we just took it that way.
I think it's more like they're probably just taking advantage of shit going on.
Yeah. Although I will say, I think in something like Liberator, there aren't a lot of writing moments where you just stop and go, wow, that's good writing. This one had one though where Unchained mentions it being a hassle, and Cool Boy just goes, we humans love a good hassle.
That is absolutely true.
No, that's just a solid writing moment. Like, just pure gold, honestly. It's hard to say anything other than this is the best chapter of Liberator so far, for me at least.
It's really fucking cool and fun.
And I think we also had the best gag art moment where Arisa was crossing her arms with like the goofy face. It just a good chapter. I don't have too much to say about it. It just was good.
Hopefully the next one continues the goodness.
It does feel like we're near the end, which would make sense, but we'll see, because we've gotten some hints that it's going to continue on.
Let's hope so.
Although I will say this, with how much Imperial Dramon Black showed up in promo art when it started, it doesn't feel like he's really been important enough for that.
They just copy and pasting this bastard back and forth.
Yeah. Because, like, remember, it was in, like, the full big shot we saw. It was in the main key art. And it's like, he's kind of like the evil super mook at the end.
Boss fight.
Yeah. Tips column went over idea and tail, which, good timing, Swinnin. Although, man, I appreciate that they do the formatting at the beginning as if it's someone accessing a computer.
And this time, I didn't read this because I was not paying attention.
Honestly, I generally have not read them just because I don't want it to fall into the trap of you have to read the expanded stuff to enjoy the comic. I want to read the comic, if that makes sense.
I kind of treat these as like the little booklets that used to come in video game boxes.
Basically, yeah. And then Digimon Liberator ranked on 2 of Global Comics' most popular charts. So, Global Comics is one of the 3 places you can read Liberator in English. You can read on the Liberator website, Global Comics, and Webtoons. Being number 1 is never bad, but looking at the lists, I don't know if this gives us any real information outside of that it's on top of these 2 lists. And here's why. Have you looked at these lists, Dev?
I've only just seen the pictures. It's like, oh.
Okay, so here's what I'm... let's skip the manga one. Let's look at the top 10 verticals by actual publishers and not just by independent creators. That's a fair list to look at. Let's look at it. So Liberator's number 1. That's great. Now, number 2 is Witchblade.
Which I've seen, like...
Well, here's the thing.
Cover art for before.
So here's the thing. This is one of the reboots of Witchblade from years and years and years ago, reformatted for cell phone screens. So it's not like it's a new popular vertical comic. It's an old comic that, and to be honest, I always thought Witchblade was fine, but it's never been like super relevant as a comic. So then
I've just seen questionable anatomy on book covers.
Yeah, that's right. Then a few comics that I admit I haven't heard of from a company called Vault. So I can't really comment on those. Fit 5 is the Dark Horse Stranger Things comic reformatted for vertical.
Yeah.
And then you go down a few. And then number 8 is the soft reboot of The Darkness from around when they did the video game almost 20 years ago. Reformatted for vertical.
So it's doing better than reprints.
But none of these are like none of these are vertical comics I've ever heard of from people who talk about vertical comics. Is where I go,
I'm talking about vertical comics.
I know some people who do, or at least enough that if I see a title, I might go, okay, I know where this is from, even if I don't know it. But then like I look at the manga list and number 1 is Liberator. Then we got 2 manga likes. They aren't manga. Number 4 is Lone Wolf and Cub, formatted for vertical. 5.
It's been a long ass time since I heard that title.
Yeah. 5 and 6 are some sort of comics republished for vertical. 7 is Path of the Assassin. And then the only other one on the list that I can even recognize the name is the number 9 is the Battle Spirits comic from the other Bandai's other card game. So it's not that this means Liberator is doing bad. I just don't know if this says it's doing well when I don't know what this means for the reach of Global Comics, if that makes sense.
It's a big fish in a really, really tiny pond.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. Like, maybe Witchblade's doing like amazing on the surface and Liberator's doing better. But to me, it kind of gives the feeling of I don't know what this means.
Yeah, it's like, what are the actual readership numbers?
Yeah, that's where, like, the manga list has maybe three mangas on it, of which they're older titles that have never sold that great in the West. So it kind of makes me go, I don't know how this actually do. Like, first is always better, but I don't know what that means. And then few days off Christmas, hope everyone did well and got stuff. We made a thread on the forum where people can share their gifts if they want. Dev, get anything good?
Some stuff.
I think you cut out.
Some stuff. Like, to be honest, there wasn't anything that I really wanted that would be easy to access to begin with, so I just asked for, like, hey, just get me Transformers Blu-ray and, like, a CD and some Pokemon cards.
Yeah, my disc finally came for Transformers 1.
It was very enjoyable.
I watched it. I'm trying to decide if Paramount's clearly experimenting with release formats for Transformers. Because, like, when they did Rise of the Beasts, the 4K disc, I believe, did not come with a normal Blu-ray at all. So if you wanted both, you had to buy both, which most people don't do. And Transformers 1, they only did 4K. There was no separate Blu-ray release at all.
That's what really confused
me. You texted me photos going, is this what I'm supposed to buy? It's the only one they have, but it says 4K and Blu-ray. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know why. That seems like an odd choice.
Yeah, and it's not like 4K plus Blu-ray plus whatever. It just said 4K Blu-ray plus digital. It's like,
oh, no, no, that's the funny thing. There actually is a plus there. It's just that it doesn't say Blu-ray where 4K is, so it gets confusing to look at because of the way the logos are. There actually is a plus.
So
it's just the logo is so big for 4K, you don't notice it.
That explains things.
Yeah. Let's see. Got various gift cards, some candies. A friend got me the PC port they did recently of Red Dead Redemption.
Nice.
And I've taken advantage of some of the game sales.
Yeah, honestly, I was trying to distract myself, so I went on the Switch eShop. It's like, okay.
Oh, yeah, they've had some crazy sales.
Yeah, I just picked up Neva, and wow, I stayed up till like 5:30 in the morning playing that, and I'm probably going to regret it.
I'm trying to decide if I have the time to replay Final Fantasy VII Remake before the PC port of Rebirth, even though I've played both.
Yeah, it depends on how fast you want to charge through it.
That's the issue there, is I don't know. So I probably won't, and I have plenty of other games to play. And then
I'm probably picking up Big Kitty Little City next. Little Kitty Big City.
There have been a lot of cat-themed games lately.
Yes, and I need them. Yeah. I need them for my mental health.
And then we have the yearly thank you message from Digimon Web, and it's Zafagamon, Tlalocmon, and Wargreymon. I love when they do these where it covers like the themes of the year. So basically it's Liberator, Adventure's 25th Anniversary, and to cover the Pendulum color and other stuff.
They look delighted.
Do you think they picked Tlalocmon because it would fit in that tiny space in the middle?
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And he's also festive-ish, so.
Yeah, especially with the little red effects on the side. It does almost look like a wreath. And then Digimon the Movies is out. People are happy. I'm happy. At some point, I have to clear off a lot of shit off my hard drives.
Eventually.
Yeah. But yeah, just to go over it again, movies have new dubs, as much of the original cast as possible. A number of new people who do. I'm still shocked how close we're able to get some of the voices.
I still need to watch it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it probably in a show or two once you've had time. I don't think either of us gave any consideration to, oh, there's going to be tons of stuff at the end of the year. We need to stick a movie discussion in there also.
It's like, oh god, we're going to be fucking bombarded.
On top of the new dub, movie subbed, new subtitles by Onkei, which I'm very happy with the subtitles. Digimon the Movie has been remastered in HD, which I'm very happy is there. Can finally go over the extras now that it's out. Japanese trailers. The old interview with Hiromi Seki and Mamoru Hosada from after Movie 2 came out.
Oh, hell yes.
The short making of Movie 2 that aired on Toei Channel before the movie came out in theaters in Japan. The recap special. So this is something I didn't see when it was brand new because it was not on the DVD. It was on the VHS with Tai and Mimi narrating Digimon Adventure before the movie.
I don't even remember that because I have the...
Yeah, if you have the VHS, you might have fast-forwarded past it thinking it was a promo. The DVD didn't have it at all. So I did not originally know it existed at the time.
Yeah, that my VHS player ate shit and died like a decade or two ago. So
I have not even made any attempt to pull out a VHS for anything. Then bloopers for the new dub and galleries. Oh, I actually like the bloopers. They're exactly the right length of not going on forever that sometimes blooper reels get into.
For me, it's the longer the better. Although nothing beats the Princess Tutu blooper reels.
Mona Marshall being a shitlord as Terrormon might challenge that.
I will see and judge for myself.
So that's out. I'm very happy it is out. I'm still tired from it.
All the work.
And we will talk about the movie itself in the future once I have the time to rewatch it and Dev has the time to watch it. And then in V-Jump, it was announced Digimon Comics Volume 3 would be released in early February, and Knuckles will get the cover.
Fuck yeah.
Do you like how in every piece of nice promo art, that kid just looks so much like he doesn't want to be there?
It's like we would want to be there.
Also, did you see that they sort of announced that they will be changing the theming for the V-Jump Digimon section?
No, I did not pay that close attention.
Which makes sense. Do you know what the current theming is?
Liberator?
02 for the movie.
Ah!
It's still been running with the 02 theme from the beginning. So the new theme is going to be themed around the Digimon Ambassador.
Aw. So, hell yes, Terrormon.
Yeah. My favorite part, though, of the announcement, it's Terrormon Joshua art in silhouette like we don't know who it is.
We can't possibly guess.
Then Jump Festa was a week and change ago. They did the photo spots. I like that the Gabumon mascot is showing up again.
Remember when we thought it was like disassembled for parts?
Here's the thing. It may have been, because prior to when we saw it a couple months ago, the last time we saw it was in like 2020. I think it was in...
It was a while.
It was promotion for Kizuna, I think. Jump Festa had a little Digimon shop at the Toei booth selling various stuff that had been at Annabirth. And the playing cards from Bicycle themed after Adventure in 02 are up to order.
Nice.
Better images of all the cards. I still think that if it wasn't dealing with an intermediary, I would probably order one or two to have because the price actually is not bad. After,
I mean, if you wait long enough, they might show up stateside. Just
true, but after the conversion rate, they're like $12.
Hmm.
Yeah. So this came very quickly because this was not announced when we did the last show at all. And on the 18th, Puzzle Dragon, during a promo video, announced that the English version was getting the Digimon collaboration.
Not something I would have expected.
And here's the thing. They're like, it will be coming soon. And then, as I'm doing something, I think it was Friday right before bed, someone's like,
it's here?
It's here. So Saturday, I posted it. It's like, so it's going to be up until January 13th. And as far as I can tell, it is the full event from the Japanese versions in English. Names converted over to the dub names, minus one odd mistake. Hmm? They format Sora's name really fucking weird. So they spell Takenouchi correctly, but there's a dash in between the O and the U.
Okay, I understand.
That's just weird. But it's so close to the Japanese version. It even has remember how it was if you bought the, I think it was like the Agumon Tai starter set, you would get some Digimon background music?
Yeah, I think so.
That's there. So yeah, so this is like the full event, so you have a few weeks to do it if you play the game or want to play the game. I'm glad it's there. When I played for like just a minute or two, like, oh, they kept the Japanese voices and everything. They didn't just mute them. Like, there was some event, I want to say a year ago, in some mobile game where someone told us they muted them. Do you remember what it was?
No, but I have a video game on PS2 where instead of like dubbing it over or anything, they just muted everything.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it was unskippable dialogue. So you just have entire swaths of time when the voice would basically be playing out in just silence.
That's fantastically dumb.
Yeah.
And then a few music updates. So first, Digimon History 2015 to 2023, all the best. That was the album that they were selling at the exhibition early. Actual online sales have actually begun now.
Nice.
It will ship January 7th. And they have the tri-design bonus prints, like they did buying it in person. So one of the 9 little prints. They also showed off flyers they would be giving away at the Wada Koji tribute concert that shows, like, the discography for Wada Koji, AIM, and Hiroki Takahashi, which nice little poster, Happy New Year type messages there. And interestingly, in the lineup for the list of CDs, which they finally announced, there's actually some CDs there that we have not seen in a while, like the We Love Digimon Music special to those children who inherit courage, which was just a... But it is just a wild lineup of CDs. I'm just going to go with that. We could never actually talk about them all because too much.
There's so fucking many. There's
now,
so many.
Like, now, we both have to stretch, Dev. It's card time.
Oh, no.
Everyone stretch. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready enough.
Okay, Jessmon X.
Looks cool.
Looks cool. It's one of those where it doesn't quite line up with any move exactly. So, heroic pose. Jessmon GX.
It gives me Promare vibes. Like, so, I know it's not the colors, but it just gives the vibes.
So here's what I like about this one, honestly. Ignoring where it isn't clear if it's an exact move or not, a lot is happening, but it doesn't feel cluttered like we've seen in some of these cards in the past, where it just has, like, the big Digimon doing a crazy move, and we just go, like, it's really nice art, but it's too zoomed in. It's too much. This one isn't.
Yeah, or, like, too busy.
Yeah. Then Tamer cards for Shoto and Yuki, which also answers the Yuki question we had about that promo card. What's weird here is it doesn't really look like the comic, does it?
It looks like the Anime Plus style.
Yeah, it's like if this had a slightly different-looking cartoon. Something about the, like, Shoto's face just doesn't look right to me.
Yeah.
Black Sabbath, which is Heavy Metal Dramon doing one of his signature attacks.
It looks fucking badass.
Yes, it does. Looks really badass, honestly. Boutmon gets very good cartoony art with a nice pop comic style look to it. Solugurmon gets roughly the same, but I like how his face is kind of goofy.
But also, it's like that one artist that does, like, the super neon day-glow colors.
No, and, like, it's the same artist as Boutmon, but the thing about this one is, because of the angle and everything, it really reminds me of Jet Set Radio.
Ooh. I see entirely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, when the camera would move up close and you were skating by. Fenrelugumon, Takemikazuchi, Ace.
It's fluffy and I want to
pick it. I think this is a take on its profile art. I think.
Yeah, also this one you can actually see it's like, this one is quadrupedal.
Yes. His Yarumon and Gradimon. This feels like anime rushing art, to be honest. His Yarumon feels like he should be in an intro with people running on him.
Oh god, I see that.
Yeah. Avenge Kidmon. And of course, some of these are from the box topper, not from the set proper. But Avenge Kidmon looks very nice.
No, I never noticed like the teeth on the mask before.
I always forget it's a mask, to be honest. I always see people going, people will say stuff about the mask. I'm like, is it a mask? And I look and I'm like, oh. Then we get Candmon, Candlemon, and Soulmon. I don't have much to say about these. They're just very good art, honestly.
He's just a good ghosty wearing a hat.
Now, the next one to me is weird because it's Rust Tyrannomon. Does it feel like it's meant to be like majestic?
Yes.
It's weird because that's...
It's a very heroic pose.
Yes, for a character you rarely get heroic poses of. Although I will say, looking at the background, does it feel like this is a tiny Rust Tyrannomon?
There's really not much scale to go with.
There isn't, but if you look at, like, the mountain behind him, it looks like that's rather close up.
Yeah, they had, like, something else in there to kind of, like, judge the size. Like, it's staying on big rocks, it's standing on Litorax, I don't know.
And then Wing Dramon and Ground Dramon. So this one's interesting because it feels like they're not identical, but they're, like, in the pseudo-stop pose of almost, like, a profile shot.
It feels like Monster Hunter.
Although the winner here is Wing Dramon, for sure, I would say.
He's really fucking angry.
Then X-Mon Ace. So this one's odd to me because it is one of the few times when we get, like, really nice X-Mon art where scale has nothing to do with anything. Is there anything in this to suggest scale?
Zoom, zoom, zoom. From what I can tell, not a fucking thing. There's, like, no other background elements or usually have, like, other Digimon or something.
Or, like,
somewhere
do you remember that one? Do you remember that one card image? I don't know if it was an X-Mon card or someone else, but where he's in the background and it's like a mountain.
Yeah.
This is one of the rare pieces of art where he's just, like, there. And then new art of Hina for a Tamer card. And Okada and Mitsu, Hina's designer, returned to do the art.
It's so fucking cute.
It is. And that Terrier mod is very excited.
I want to squish it.
It's just wild. It's also the original designer. Solarmon and Blintmon. I don't have much to say about these. I like the art, but there's not much fun to talk about for them, I feel like.
Honestly, I have the Rescue Rangers theme playing in my head looking at the Blintmon.
Holy Dramon, Magna Dramon. Really good art, honestly.
It's really fucking adorable, and it kind of looks like candy. Texturing.
Dev, are you going to get killed by the dragon trying to bite its tail going cotton candy?
Yes.
Then we get Liamon and Deuteromon. See, here's my here's the thing. Liamon is like a regal, almost like a Lion King pose, right?
Yeah, definitely like
Deuteromon to me is just Kool-Aid Man. Just like, oh yeah, right through the wall. Pukumon. I don't have much to say about it. It's nice art. I like the style also.
Also, we don't get like that many pictures of it like from below.
No, we really don't.
Usually it's like kinda like more like top down ish.
Yeah. Was Pukumon the one who had that weird, like, hyper front image a couple sets ago?
There's been so many cards, I can't remember.
There was one a few sets ago where, like, the camera was, like, exactly in front of his face. Like, zero perfect angle. We just went, this is such a weird angle to do a card from.
That art might have been Giromon. Maybe. They both look pretty much the same. Just orb with fists.
Then Heavy Metal Dramon Ace, which looks great.
Absolutely badass.
Then we get Bao Hackmon, Bao Huckmon, Savior Hackmon, Savior Huckmon, whatever you want to call them. These ones are just kind of like anime-esque battle art. I don't have they're nicely shaded. They're nice. I just don't have much to say about them.
They're good. Next.
Boltmon. The weird thing about Boltmon is the background's so nice, even though it's very minimal.
I just love the clouds and the moon and everything.
And we get
very Halloween.
So this art of V-mon, since I saw it, does it not feel like that shot in the Avengers when Banner's explaining he's always angry as he's walking away?
Oh my god, I can see it.
Wormmon
turns the next V-mon and punches things.
Wormmon gets a very nice night shot.
Looks like the same location as V-mon.
I think it is. Then we get Fighter Mode Black and a promo poster. Something about, like, okay, Fighter Mode gets some cool comic-style art of a charging Positron. The face on this one's weird, though. Like, it feels a bit too, I want to say Gal Geiger or something. Not like the original. I think Genesis Gal Geiger or something. Like, the face just, like, weirds me out because it looks like something on the tip of my tongue rather than Imperial Dramon.
He's going, like, ooh-woo.
And the dragon head's the dragon head. And then, so here's some VIP art I don't think anyone's expecting. Petimerimon / Demimerimon and Ghostmon both got really good art.
They are so soft.
It feels very Haunted Mansion-y.
Exactly.
And then more VIP art. Bakemon gets the same thing. It's almost like he's dancing and floating books around.
Maybe he's learning to dance from the books.
I don't know how I feel about that. Hackmon/Huckmon. So the weird thing about this is if you look, I keep changing my mind if this is an action jump or if he's standing on a pillar a la the Roadrunner. Because doesn't it look like that pillar's actually there?
Maybe it's exploding around him?
Maybe. Kind of? I think that's what's happening.
The action lines make it confusing.
Yeah, the action lines do, but I don't think anything's exploding that he's standing on. Like, at a glance, you would think this is him, like, doing, like, a jump.
Yeah, like, launching and things breaking under him, but it doesn't look like he's moving. Yeah.
It appears he's standing there as everything in Wile E. Coyote falls around him. Then we get Sistermon Seal Awakened. Just nice art, honestly.
It's basic.
Ganymon X / Crabmon X. This is so detailed.
I love all the other X's in the background, especially the upside down Gomamon.
And also a Pitchmon is there.
It is time for Crab.
Yes. Slayer-Jamon and Break-Jamon. So Slayer-Mon's very nice. It could be a few different pieces. It's kind of reminiscent of its profile art. Break-Jamon, I only have one issue with. Without checking anything else, does this not feel like art we've seen for Break-Jamon a lot?
It's a pretty basic pose. But there's not that much you can do with him just because...
No, I agree. I know.
His shape isn't very dynamic. He's construction equipment.
Yeah. Then option card, release the dragon factor / unleash the dragon gene. We get Dracomon showing off his inner dragon.
He's angry.
The funny thing is, Exomon seems less angry.
He calmed down a little.
Then we get some very cartoony fun art of Pulsemon, which does feel a little bit extra Sonic the Hedgehog-y to me.
Yeah, because it looks like he's going through, like, Casino Night Zone.
And then Lugum. So Lugumon's interesting. The line art is so nice on Lugumon.
It's so fluffy.
Let's see. Then for card battle, they did previews of the box toppers and went over some deck info. Then then for card battle 201, their final battle 2024, they added cards from the Booster 20 update pack box topper to the set, to their cards for V Jump had a few pages of previews. Nothing super unique or exciting. They did give us very big art of Jessmon GX, which I assume is the peril art, since I do not believe we've seen that art before.
I can't remember. My brain is a sieve.
And then that's it for cards.
Now for more shit to take your money.
Yeah. So we got a preview of Omegamon and Best Selection, the Fig Arts, and then it came out. So it's at Tamashii Nation Store. There is one in New York. And from the pictures, everyone's like, yes, they've kept the heavy-duty nice cape.
Ooh.
So at Tamashii Nation's New York, it's $75. I will say,
the
paint job is insane for that figure, though. And they also showed it off in V-Jump. In fact, it got the, like, 2/3 of the front page on V-Jump.
I mean, Omegamon does print money.
Yeah. So V-Jump also went over a few products. So the 10 theatrical Digimon films will get A4 size poster prints for 400 yen in January.
Hmm.
There'll also be Digimon Adventure character charms. I love the half egg design of these.
I really hope we get these stateside.
It feels like these, which at current exchange rates are like, God, is it 100 yen about? So
looks like they're 300 yen.
No, 300 yen, but for the exchange rate, that's about $1, I think, roughly. That means that's going to be at least $15 at a con.
Ah, yeah.
Then they went over stuff like the EEO store with Digimon Adventure, the Village Vanguard, the cute art store, and the Kuramon plush.
I need that Kuramon.
And then the last couple weeks, they've went nuts with products. Like, holy fucking shit. Okay, so first, Mekri, a streetwear brand, announced a number of things for their first Digimon Adventure collection. They've announced there'll be a second one 2025. So we get a Greymon shirt in black, a Skull Greymon shirt in brown, Angemon shirts in white and light blue, Greymon long sleeve shirt in black, Angemon long sleeve shirt in black, Skull Greymon hoodie in brown, and Angemon hoodie in ash. Here's the interesting thing about these. When these streetwear brands do it, generally they have the big Gaudi logos for their stuff, and they're not designed that well. These actually look all nice. Like, the focus
really
is on the Digimon
stuff.
I really
like how, like, the fire for Greymon's attack spells his name.
Yeah. But, like, these are actually themed around the brand, not around, like, this is the name of the streetwear brand, and there's also a picture of a Digimon there. Like, the...
Yeah, here's, like, a little tiny embroidered patch or something on the pocket.
But even here, like, the custom stuff, like the custom Digimon Adventure logo for Angemon, where it almost feels kind of King Arthur-y.
They did a good job.
Yeah, they really did. I mean, the prices are... I'm not paying that shit, but... Like, I'm sorry, like, the convert... Like, I want... They have Buy-E integrated on the site, so the shirts would end up being $45 each before the intermediary fees, to say nothing of those hoodies, which would be 70 or 80. But yes, they did... Yeah. But, Dim Mock is the big one that we were mocking, I think. Wasn't it? Where it's like, it's a picture of Agumon, and then like a twice as large their logo, which is just like a basic ass font. But these are done really well. I would not be shocked if some people imported some of these, to be honest, despite the cost being quite high, because they're actually done really well.
Some people collect clothes and go
the issue here is I would have to see what these sizes convert to American.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Because here's what's going to happen. Someone's going to go like, okay, I'm going to convert the size. That means I should get the extra large. They get the extra large, they put it on. The first time they move, it rips like the Hulk. Just, and then they have to hope they have it on video because they're never having that happen again. And then an appearance from Samugi Design, who's done a number of jewelry lines for Digimon. So last year, they did the O2, like, chain necklaces with the pewter statues of the O2 movie partners. So here they did again for Adventure, and they actually look really nice, I think, to be honest.
They're really cute. They're thoughtful.
Yes. The price actually isn't terrible. Ignoring intermediary stuff, as always, these are about 50 each. They also are reselling the O2 the Beginning Woodcrest necklaces. They're also doing acrylic stands of the new art. The new art's really nice, but I have the same question that I did when they did the O2 the Beginning ones. Does it feel weird that some of these are like exactly the art and then others are not at all?
I see that.
Like, if you look at the Tailmon one, it's like, okay, the gem's a different position, but they tried. Palmon, it's roughly the same, but it's reversed and she's standing instead of sitting. But then you look at, like, Patamon.
Yeah, Patamon's, like,
completely
sitting down,
different.
Like, hugging the thing.
Like, Agumon, it's different, but if you look at the art, you're like, okay, I see where the design is from. And Tentomon is standing there holding a jewel while the art, he's flying around. I don't understand. They're also doing a memorial bracelet. Bracelets are not my thing. I actually kind of like this one, even though I would never get it.
It's really cool, but I cannot have anything touching my wrists.
Yeah, that happens to me also. Like, every time I'm like, oh, it would be neat to get a, you know, have a watch. It's like, I don't want it touching me.
Yeah.
If you get this, you get a acrylic stand for free with all the characters on it. And the bonus items are, for stone necklaces, you get a print of the associated Digimon's new art. The memorial bracelet gets you one of those 8 Digimon prints at random. Buying any 2 gets you a large group shot. And I expect some of these will be imported by people. Not by me, but yeah. And then this is the one where, like, so it pops up and it's like, I'm laying in bed. I'm like, that's weird. Something popped up from 2 or 3 years ago for some reason. And I'm like, wait, this definitely says 2024, 2025. What the fuck's going on? A random ghost game pop-up shop with the detective theme.
It's like, didn't we have a detective theme?
I think we had detective with the O2 kids like a year or two ago. I'm pretty sure.
Like, yeah, because it was like different stereotypes of like detective or like mystery.
These are all very much in the like British detective style. This isn't like,
yeah, it's all
yes, that one, that one, everyone was a different detective style, more or less. This one, they're all British-y. And can we all just point out that still it feels like Jellymon's about to do some sort of crime?
When is she not?
So, we get can badges. We get, I love that the acrylic keychains are in a magnifying glass.
Oh, that's adorable. I didn't even notice that at first.
Acrylic artboard, the sticker sheet, the character mirror. The acrylic stands are nice. Now, here's what's weird, though. Generally, for these EEO store pop-up stores, we get the anime art, and then we get graph art. This is actually not graph art. It looks kind of like it at a glance until you look at it and realize it's not a graffiti theme. It's more like pseudo-chibi marker. They call it retro pop. So we get can badges, acrylic stands, sticker sheet, the sliding accessory cases. I'm sure people use these for stuff. They look like pill cases to me every time I see them.
Honestly, that's what I would use them for. I mean,
A character clear case and postcards for buying stuff. So online sales have begun. The store is February 7th. And then we got all the details for Diver City. We'd gotten the details last time, but they didn't show all the images. So the clear cases you can get for doing the stamp rally and buying stuff. I actually love the double design.
My phone is crying trying to load all the images.
Oh, you really don't? I think it was like 50 megs. And, Dev, we have the food menu. So we have to get up and stretch before we go over and see what bothers us.
We have to go kidnap AR specifically.
Hey, I tried, to be fair.
You failed.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Okay. Agumon's Hayashi Rice. It appears to be some sort of meat sauce with an Agumon rice head in the middle. Now, what's weird is the toppings don't look like Monica's in the photos. Does it look like they just printed paper?
Or I just thought they photoshopped it on.
See, the eye looks... See, that may be photoshopped, though. You may be right.
It feels very photoshopped.
Vmon's refreshing soda. We saw a photo of this, and we had already commented on it. It does not look terrible, but I want to know what the ingredients are. Gilmon's hot dog with special bun.
They lost an opportunity. They should have just had, like, Gilmon bread.
You know what bothers me the most? Is it being, like, a basic-ass hot dog with just mustard and ketchup fed off? But then, like, does it look like just a little sprinkling of furry kake in the middle?
Or relish. Wait, it might be just relish.
That's definitely not relish. That looks like someone spilled a tiny bit of herbs on it.
The saddest.
And then Agumon's chili dog.
Why? They're both basically kind of the same thing.
But they can reuse stuff, so they can have more items. Then, developed by Dats, Agumon's omelet rice.
I mean, that's pretty basic, but also cute.
Shoutmon's spicy and delicious minestrone. Does that look oddly greasy for minestrone? Like if you zoom in?
It does look good. Yeah, it looks very, a lot of oil on that.
Then we get Gumdramon's grape soda with Nata de Coco.
It's like a random piece of, dragon fruit.
Yeah, I hope anyone who drinks this is aware what dragon fruit does to you.
Well, they're probably going to find out.
Yes, they will. Then we get Gatchmon's chocolate waffle.
This one is actually cute.
So this one's not only cute. Do you love how the decorations are meant to make the waffle look like Gatchmon?
Yes.
I feel like they're...
It looks edible and it matches.
My only issue is I feel like there must have been something that would look like the magnifying glass that would go with a waffle better than kiwi.
Trying to think of like what they would have like seasonally, because a big thing with Japan is like seasonal fruits.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Then we get Gamamon's champion drink.
This is fine. It's just fucking chocolate milk with marshmallow.
I'm a bit confused by some things. Like if you look at the drink, it actually appears to be two different layers of chocolate drinks.
For a second, I thought it was just like the powder like settling a little bit.
Maybe. But here's what's interesting. The topping. So that's clearly some sort of strawberry or raspberry syrup meant to like do the red head things. Mm. I believe the other topping, I believe it's chocolate chips. And then I know it's not going to be that actual brand. It looks kind of like Cocoa Krispies that have been mashed up.
Okay, yeah, I see that. At first I thought it was like maybe like a grated chocolate.
Ramon googled the dragon fruit. Everyone needs to look up dragon fruit before you eat it to be aware you are going to have stomach issues. And then the last one, Terasuki's idea, a special potage perfect for winter. I have to be honest, this looks terrible to me. More so the single Ritz cracker next to it.
Yeah.
Terriamon.
I can't do creamy soups. Just no.
Terriamon, you did bad. See, he looks embarrassed too in the photo. When you get food or drinks, you get coasters at random. And then the products on sale. So we get acrylic stands for each of the anime from TV series for Adventure Through Ghost Game. Acrylic block with everyone on it, tote bag, acrylic charms for everyone, and can badges for everyone.
I want the Cross Wars one.
The Cross Wars one bothers me for a key reason. Do you know why?
There's so fucking many.
No. Does it feel weird to look at the full lineup and to not have Hunter's Taiki there at all?
Not really.
See, it feels weird to me. Like, look at the can badges because there's enough of them. They do Starmon instead of Taiki. Hunter's Taiki, that is. Like, does it feel weird that they, like, filled it in with Starmon?
Also, they made weird decisions.
Also, Psychmon feels very upset that he's there.
I mean, considering what happened to him in the series, I'd be upset too.
Yeah, that's true. And then poll results. The winner was for favorite Digimon TV anime final boss, Apocalypse.
These are about what we thought they would be.
I think the only one... I think we kind of mused on if Belial might do better. But also, it falls into the one vote thing, and I think most people who are going to vote for Belial would probably vote for Apocalypse. But yeah, there's really only one bad showing here, I would say.
Fuck Quartzmon.
Poor Quartzmon. Yeah.
Fuck.
But yeah, everyone was at about 8% or higher. Yggdrasil was a hair lower, but good showings from everyone except Quartzmon. And then
where she deserves.
Then the new poll is favorite monthly Digimon social art. So these are the ones they did on the first of the month to celebrate the month. What's weird is to me is, dude, some of these feel like they're much older. Like, do you remember the first one, the January one, where I'm like, it's based on a pose from like a song music video?
Rhythm game, yeah.
Doesn't it feel like that was 2-3 years ago or something I said that?
It does.
This has been a long year. I'm looking at these. I'm trying to decide what do I think will be number one.
I feel like the
variety is actually too wide to be sure. Like I honestly.
I mean, you have the cool ones. You have like the hero ones. You have the cute Terriermon.
See,
you have the waifus.
See, I want to say it's going to be the waifus, isn't it?
I mean, I'm fine with the waifus, but personally, my vote is going towards the. Most recent meme lord shitpost one.
I feel like the one that I like the most. God, it's probably the January one because listening to that fucking song. Did I ever actually link you to it, Dev?
I don't remember. I mean, like, you probably did.
Yeah, it's just fucking weird because I swear, like, when I look at them, like, that's January. It's like, isn't that January of like 2023? That was not earlier this year. God, this year's gone on forever.
Good fucking riddance.
Terramon and Shumon holding the wallet also in that one image. Okay, and then we have the weekend batches to do. So Korea had the Digimon Orchestra concert. We've gotten some pictures and clips from people who went to that. All looks very nice.
Ooh.
EO posted photos of the shop, because the Digimon Adventure one. They mentioned photos are okay to take anywhere in the store, just please be mindful of other people. We got photos of Jump Festa.
Nice.
See, I think that Gabumon suit's different. Did it not? We may have had this conversation before, but didn't the Gabumon suit have pink toes? I think it had pink claws at the bottom.
No, I think it was the same as Agumon.
For some reason, I thought they were different. Huh. Then we got photos of the Odaiba fireworks, the Digimon show. So a lot of photos and videos show up online. Director Kakudo was there. Some pictures from him. Then, you know, after looking at his stuff and, you know, putting down notes for the weekend junk post, the Digimon Twitter, right? It might have been Digimon Partners, I don't remember which, was like, the full video will be uploaded on YouTube. We recorded it. We're going to share it, blah, 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 blah. So I go through Director Kakadu's and I'm like, oh, he recorded and already put it up himself.
He cannot be stopped.
He can't be stopped with a camera under any situation. Yeah. Then Director Kakadu showed that he was given a copy of the Kenji Watanabe 25th anniversary art. Although apparently it was given to him at a location because he noted it was huge and hard to take home. Then we got some Liberators art, which features Cool Boy and Yao being very calm. Although I have an issue with Yao in this. Yao in that comic almost never isn't smiling.
She's panicking on the inside.
Then we got social art for Anno Tamer and Digital Card Battle, which both turned 25 in the last few weeks.
Oh, fuck world.
I like when they do the art of these, to be honest. The Toei Museum showed off that they've gotten new stuff. New stuff and restocks. Mini scrolls from the Annabirth, the three-layer acrylic displays, and they noted they have many plushies in stock.
I need just a mountain of plushies to bury myself in.
The funny part is looking at like the whole mountain of plushies. Okay, do you see that picture of all the plushies, Dev?
Is it near the top or the bottom on that one?
It's the... Here, one sec, I will link you to show you. Okay. Okay, look at that picture. Look at the right side. Does Gumdramon look just happy to be there? Like, look at the way that front Gumdramon smiling. Just like, I'm just happy to be included.
As he should be.
Annabirth got restocks of some stuff people wanted. They got the Crest keychains and some recent shirts and that giant mouse pad.
The desk mat looked really cool.
Yeah. EO showed off more shop images. They showed off the final packaging for the two Wada Koji CD sets that will be at the concert, the cover art one and the best of. And they know that's actually his first best of album in 17 years and 11 months.
Damn.
Because a lot of times for him, they wouldn't do best of albums. It would be just random collections of Digimon music or music he did for other shows. So this is actually like a formal best of thing. For Paradox, so Ayumi Minato has been... loves to take requests from people. So it was, what like pages do you want to see like the rough draft art of for the final? And then they're explaining the differences. So like on the third one, you can see the page is completely different.
I love seeing like behind the scenes kind of works in progress.
And they've been very good sharing this type of stuff with us. It's been really good. And then Wawaga Gag shared some more older Savers art they did a while ago. Really good art at that.
The Kudamon just makes me happy.
That Kudamon. Does it feel like it's supposed to be like Sonic the Hedgehog attitude or something?
Yeah.
And then Wawaga Gag also showed off art they submitted from the beginning of when they were making a recollection to, you know, to have the designs approved. And they note these are pretty much the final designs. I want to say, are the designs here a bit sharper than in the actual comic?
I think it's just, like, the quality of the line art.
Maybe. I think it's, like, yeah, it's stuff like Rico's chin just throws me off, I think. Then Liberator art, it's Zenith, who reads people messages but do not reply.
Look, sometimes you forget that they left the message, and then by the time you're about to reply, it's been too long, so it's awkward.
To be fair... Here, it's him looking at the messages, and he's going, hee-hee. And it specifically says, you make them reply. Then Usagi Bochi did two pieces of art. So they did Art of Zenith to celebrate that chapter of Liberator. Then Art of Close, saying that December 23rd is her birthday. And I like how he goes, she's a cool beauty and mysterious girl. She's not conspicuous. But he likes this pose for her. He hopes the three girls continue to have fun adventures together, which is noted in the chapter. They also note December 23rd was the day that Liberator's prohibited items here were first announced. They hope they can talk about it someday. Plus, their characters whose birthdays are considered similar taboo matters. They hope you look forward to it. Then they put a question mark at the end because they don't know if they'll ever actually say what they're talking about.
Let's hope we actually find out.
And then Tomo 01 drew new art for the new chapter. And the art is Yuki Nippon. And they drew Yuki Nippon because they want to draw Yuki, but who was never actually in the comic in a way they could draw them.
That's fair.
And Nippon's just happy to be there. Okay, now it's time for questions. You guys in chat can throw yours up, and we'll do the ones that are sent in. Someone said, do you think Digimon Liberator works to introduce new fans? I think it's probably more successful as a tool for if someone's getting interested in the card game to give them like a story and connection to it.
Same.
Yeah. Plans for New Year's Eve, any type of food or drinks you plan to eat? Probably going to make stuffed mushrooms.
I might make some sea salt chocolate chip cookies because my various relatives have been harassing me for them.
Okay, now, do you mix the sea salt in, or is it where you sprinkle some on top at the end?
It gets mixed in, so, like, as you bite into it, you get, like, that bittersweet and kind of, like, salty crunch now and then.
Not where I live right now. They're going to open another one out here. But where I previously lived, there was a pizza place where they also had chocolate chip cookies, and they did, like, flaky sea salt on top at the end. And holy shit, they were so good.
These are basically crack.
Yes. Okay. This one is, I saw Mark and others bring up 5.1 audio for Digimon and why it wasn't kept for the movies this, but I didn't quite understand what he meant on social media when he said it wasn't real, or whatever the terms he used was. So let me explain this. Hopefully without taking too long. So, if you don't know what 5.1 audio is you have five audio channels around you plus a 0.1, which is the subwoofer. For movies 1 and 2 on Blu-ray in Japan, they did conversions of stereo to 5.1, and they weren't very good. Like, you won't find any positive reviews of that upset, because there are various ways to convert stereo to 5.1.
Okay.
Okay, so the one they did was not very good, and I even had people, like, listen to it to make sure, like, it was as bad as expected. So there's no reason to keep it because, so, now you might go, well, wouldn't the option to give people 5.1 be better? The answer is no for a key reason. If you have a 5.1 system, the receiver will almost for sure have Dolby Pro Logic, which is a way of converting stereo to 5.1. And I'm going to explain, to my understanding, a basic form of how that works. Okay, so you have left and right audio, right, Dev?
Yep.
Okay. So you have action audio on the left and right. So if an action's on the left, it's on the left, it's on the right, it's on the right. And you may have a little bit on the other side, correct?
No.
Where do you think someone talking comes from? Like, if you just have a character saying dialogue you want to be heard, you would almost always have it coming from both channels. So here's how you make that into 5.1. You take the low end and you convert that to a 0.1. So you have that as the subwoofer, even if it's in the audio. So we're no longer talking about the 0.1. So for the 5, you take the voice should be the same on the left and right. So in theory, that will be identical. So it does the differential saying, this is the same audio, this will be the center channel, the front middle.
Okay.
So then the left and right will be the original left and right. Then the back left will be the left with the voice removed. And the back right will be the right with the voice removed. Because since the voice is the same on both channels, you can make copies of it with and without the voice. So the center will be just the voice, and the back will be without. And that comes with a rudimentary, good enough if you for basic. And that, to my understanding from people who have proper 5.1 systems, that actually sounds better than whatever the conversions of 1 and 2 were in Japan. And they didn't do any of the others. So it was just those two in the first place. So yeah. Better to have it so you have good 2.0 audio that will be converted into good enough rudimentary 5.1 than bad 5.1. Then let's see. Zero wants to ask, with the Liberator comic, do you think there's a chance of seeing Gaiamon as Zenith's level 7 Digimon? For all we know, Zenith may not be in the comic anymore. He may have yeeted his way out. I would say, let's wait and see.
Depends on what cards they want to sell in the next booster set.
Well, but that's the thing. Atmon is coming up, which is why they're asking, I assume. Then Since you've talked about it on the show, I had two questions about sci-fi franchises. So there's two questions here. Dev, have you watched either Doctor Who or Star Trek?
Both.
Okay. Who do you think the best Doctor Who writer is?
Russell T. Davies.
My answer would be Moffat, which those almost universally are going to be the most common answers. I like Davies.
Yeah, I don't know anyone else.
Yeah, I think it's hard to judge Davies when he's in the middle of another run, and it's not clear what he's doing yet, to be honest. Meanwhile, Moffat just did another good Christmas special. Although I'm not sure his Christmas specials were good, but the one where he just did a Christmas story with, like, mock Scrooge, I'm not sure would be topped. And then, what do you think of the Star Trek Lower Decks ending? Now, did you watch Lower Decks at all?
Not at all.
I thought the ending was very good. I thought it was... It played homage to the show very well. The ship flying at the climax, I thought was actually some of the best ship animation we've had in Star Trek.
Might take a look at just that.
Oh, it was so good. It also had callbacks to jokes from, like, season one. But, like, they don't call attention to themselves. Like, some people have not noticed. Like, so anyone who's watching
Lower Decks, you know.
If you haven't gone to Lower Decks finale, but you're watching it, go away for a minute. At the end of season one, I think it was, the ship gets, like, really battered as they're doing something. And, like, we're going to fix up the ship all new. And Captain Freeman's like, no, I don't like when things come out looking all sovereign-y. The final episode is things from the multiverse are getting mixed up, including the ship. And at one point, they end up in their ship if it were a sovereign class. And she's just like, fine. And she just like sits in the chair and she looks all sad and upset about it. But they make no reference to why she's sad or upset, just that it's a sovereign class, which was the Enterprise E.
That's funny.
Yeah. They don't call attention to it or anything. She's just clearly very annoyed at this. And then
want this.
Last chance for questions in the chat. Someone asked, what do you want and hope to see from Digimon in 2025? So the obvious answer is just stuff and bigger stuff, but here's something slightly different. If we don't get like a movie or a show or whatever, I would like them to calm down a bit with ongoing content. Like we had the full novel series. Now we have a novel and a comic and multiple comics. Like I would like it like if you continue Digimon comics, but maybe do one or two of them a month, where it's not just like force people to want Digimon stuff to come, where it doesn't feel like it's just constant.
I just want cute shit. Give me more plushies.
They're gonna keep doing those Otodama. You know what I think? Do you remember the from the 12 pieces of art, the February art, where it was like from that mobile game? But they showed the Omegamon heads and everything. Do those as plushies.
Oh, those would be fun.
That would be neat. Yeah, I just do like giant pillow heads.
I'd be fine with that.
And I don't know why you would ask me if I'm going to do more Digimon Blu-rays, because I'd never answer that in the first place. Hell, I'd outright lie.
So yep, I'm just not answering NDAs.
Yep. So that's about it for questions, it appears. Dev, what Wikimon article would you like people to read? Remember, this is for the end of the year. It has to be the most important one you can think of.
We're going to do a 2-4 this time. It's going to be Mugendramon and Metal Seedramon.
Ooh, those are good ones.
Yep, me and my partner met because of gay Digimon fanfiction, and it was about those two, so that's what you're getting stuck with.
And I can be found at With the Will as always by Digimon the Movies. And enjoy it. And we will see you guys in 2025. Thank you for showing up.
God bless.
Yeah, and hopefully calmer year, I would hope. So we will catch you guys all later. Thanks for showing up. Bye.
Bye.